Hi, I'm Chris, and welcome to today's Adventure in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit, and this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Sometimes it's hard to believe that beyond the walls of our homes, the edges of our yards, the streets of our neighborhoods, there are entire countries made up of people like you and me. They're people who need the same kinds of things we need: love, happiness, food, shelter, and most important, God. But how do they hear about Him? How do they find out that God exists and loves them? Well, those are some of the questions we'll answer on today's Adventure in Odyssey. Stay with us. Jimmy Barkley's been known to have all kinds of different adventures, but none that could have prepared him for the one he's going to have today, and all because of a Sunday school project.
Hey, Jimmy, I'm ready. Where's Mom and Donna?
They're in the car. They got tired of waiting for you to finish gabbing with all your friends.
Those friends were some of the deacons, and we weren't gabbing. We were talking about the missions conference next week. The church is bringing in missionaries from all over the world, and I'm in charge of finding places for them to stay.
Oh.
But what's the matter with you?
Nothing. I want to go home, that's all. I always have to wait forever for you and Mom every Sunday at morning after the service.
Always, Jimmy? Forever, Jimmy? I mean, do we need an attitude check, Jimmy?
No, sir. I'm sorry.
What's bothering you? I mean, didn't you like the service?
It was okay.
Something happened in Sunday school, right? Mr. Whittaker made you read one of those verses with long names again, huh?
No, it wasn't that. It's just that I got voted to be in charge of the missionary fundraiser for our class.
Ah.
It's all Stanley Longman's fault. He nominated me because he knew they were going to ask him to do it. The sneak.
So? I mean, you're a creative kid. I think you'd be great raising money for the missionaries. I mean, what's the problem?
I don't want to do it. That's the problem. What do I know about raising money for a bunch of preachers in Africa? I'm going to get Stanley first.
They're not just a bunch of preachers, Jimmy. They're men and women working very hard for the Lord in some very difficult circumstances.
Yeah, but why do I have to do it?
Because you'll do a good job, that's why.
But
Jimmy, you have to do it, so you may as well do your best.
I know. But there's nothing worse than having to do your best when you don't want to do it at all.
Jimmy?
In here, Dad.
Ah, oh, there you are. Well, I was looking through my library, and I found some books that, what are you doing?
A poster for the missionary fundraiser.
Oh.
I'm going to make a bunch of them and hang them up all around the church.
Well, very good, son. I mean, after this morning, I thought we'd have to make you work on this fundraiser at gunpoint.
Nah, I've been thinking about what you said. Missionaries are important, and they depend on us to help them do God's work.
That's right.
Besides, I want to get it done so I don't have to think about it anymore.
I see.
Well, this is my first poster. What do you think?
Well, let's see here. They need our help. Well, nice headline. But what's this?
Oh, that's the missionary, of course.
It is? With a plate on his head?
That's a safari hat.
Oh.
I kind of made it to look like a halo, you know, being like a saint and stuff.
Ah, but what happened to the rest of him? Is that supposed to be his body there?
No, you can't see his body because he's in a pot.
A pot?
Yeah, and there's the fire at the bottom. Neat idea, huh?
A fire and a pot, and what are all these figures in the background here?
The cannibals doing their native dance.
Cannibals?
Right. See, he's a missionary to them, and they decided they were going to...
Hold on. don't finish. I don't want to know.
What's the matter? You don't like it?
Well, it's not that I don't like it. It's just that You see, missionaries don't only go to places like Africa and preach to cannibals. I mean, they do a lot of other things, too. They start schools and healthy communities, and they,
Yeah, but who cares about that stuff? It's boring. People will look at this.
Yes, I'm sure they will. But, Jimmy, I think you should find out more about missionaries before you try to get people to help them. That's why I brought you these books to read. They'll give you an idea of what missionaries are doing now.
Books? You mean I'm gonna have to, you know, study for this?
Well, if you start now, you might get through one before bedtime.
But, let's see. I have to do my homework. We're reading the chapter about the bubonic plague in England.
That's bubonic plague, and you said earlier that you finished your homework.
I want to do my homework again.
Jimmy, no stalling. You're gonna use these books, and you're gonna do the project properly. Understand?
Yeah, I guess.
All right.
I'll start one now and read it until it puts me, until I fall asleep.
Uh-huh. You do that. Good night, son.
Good night, Dad. Oh, boy. Where am I gonna start? Child of Peace by Dave Richards. A Trail of 1,000 Tears by Harry Stevenson. Reaching the Unreachable by Bruce Rourke. Hey, what's this one? The Fire of God's Grace by Dan Isidro. An unforgettable story of one man's mission for God in Central America. I guess this will be as good as any of them. Let's see. Page 1. The sun was falling like a ball of fire. The jungle began to come to life with the sounds of the evening. From my hut, I could hear someone rushing through the brush.
I sat up, tense. Never sure if the next visitors to our little compound might be soldiers or rebels. It was Luis, a helper to our mission in the village several miles away. Because automobiles are scarce in this part of the country, he ran the entire way to bring me an urgent message. One of the children in the village was desperately ill. Jimmy! Jimmy, wake up! I need you!
Dad?
No, it's me, Dan.
Dan?
Dan Isidro, wake up, hurry!
Huh? What is this? Where am I?
You're in your hammock, and I need you to be outside. Come quickly.
Hurry, Jimmy!
Dan Isidro. He's the one in the book, the missionary. Wow, I have to be dreaming this.
Jimmy!
I'm coming! Boy, this is like going to school in my pajamas.
Start! Come! Come on!
Wow, look at this place. It's like a Tarzan movie.
Jimmy, listen to me. This is very important. Luis ran all the way from El Toro with a message. A child is very sick, and we have to go get him.
Why doesn't someone call an ambulance?
Somebody did. That's why we're going.
I don't get it.
We're the only ones in this part of the country with a Jeep.
Part of what country? I don't even know where I am.
You were in a deep sleep, weren't you? Nicaragua.
Nico-what?
Oh, that's it. The battery's dead again. Come on. We have to push it.
Push what?
The Jeep. Help me. Don't just stand there, Jimmy. Push.
But it's muddy. I'll get all dirty.
Push. I'll jump in, pop the clutch, and get started. You climb in the back. Got it?
Yeah, sure.
Get in.
Okay. Ow.
Are you back there?
Yeah, sort of.
Come sit up front with me.
Okay. But you have to tell me what's going on. I'm really confused.
We have to pick up a sick boy at the doctor's in El Toro and take him to the hospital in Rosita. Lord willing. These roads are treacherous.
Whoa! How do you see where you're going?
Practice. Keep your eyes open.
Why? What am I looking for?
Soldiers or rebels. Doesn't matter. Either will shoot us if they get the chance.
What?
It's the way they work down here. They fight each other or anyone who gets in their way. That's why they don't like us, I guess. They want wars and revolutions. We teach love and change hearts through Jesus Christ. Tends to mess up their plans.
But I thought you were a missionary. I thought all you did was hand out pamphlets to the natives and stuff like that.
I wish it were that easy. Duck!
Why? Ow!
Low branches. Oh. Gotta watch out for them.
Thanks for warning me.
Jimmy?
Yeah?
You might want to start praying, too.
We're here.
This little shack is the doctor's office?
Yeah, hop out. I'll leave the Jeep running so we don't have to push it again. Come on, follow me inside.
But if this is the doctor's, why do we have to take him to the hospital?
Shh! Because the doctor got malaria and was sent home. He's part of our mission team, too.
So why didn't they send you a new one?
No one wanted to come. Ah, there's Esther. She's the nurse here. Esther!
Hola, Daniel. Gracias por venir tan pronto. Ven, él está por aquí.
Gracias. The boy's over here.
Oh.
¿Quién es el joven que viene contigo?
Su nombre es Jimmy Barclay. Está aquí de visita esta noche.
Was that my name? Are you guys talking about me?
I was telling her who you are. This is the boy. It's Pablo. They didn't tell me it was Pablo.
You know him?
Sometimes he comes to our compound to help us. Mostly lift our spirits. ¿Qué es lo que le pasa a él?
Bueno, tiene fiebre. Su garganta está hinchada. No puede comer porque le es muy difícil tragar. No sé si es una infección o alguna enfermedad seria. No estoy capacitada para saber, pero me temo que está muriéndose.
What'd she say?
She said he's feverish and can't eat because his throat is swollen. She doesn't know whether it's just an infection or some sort of disease. She's afraid he's dying.
Dying? Can't she give him some medicine?
You want to buy us some? I'm sorry. Esto va a ser un problema.
Sí.
But what are you saying?
Él es un indio, un mosquito.
Sí, pero necesita ayuda.
What? What's wrong? I wish you guys came with subtitles.
He's a mosquito Indian. They are being persecuted by many of the Nicaraguans.
Persecuted? You mean like they're fed to lions and stuff?
Not quite. But they're being driven out of the country. Many for their Christian beliefs. A lot of the businesses and hospitals won't serve them. You haven't heard about these things?
Well, no. I was reading about it in your book when I fell asleep.
¿A dónde vas a llevar al muchacho?
Lo voy a llevar a Rosita. Ahí está el hospital más cercano. Si es que nos ayudan. Grab those blankets, Jimmy. I'll carry the boy. We're taking him to Rosita.
But you said the hospitals won't take him.
We have to try. Come on. Mi pequeñito, tío Dan va a hacer que te pongas bien.
No hagas ninguna promesa.
Adiós, Esther. Muchas gracias. Luis regresará tan pronto como haya descansado. Es un viaje bastante largo.
Gracias, Dan. Que Dios te ayude.
What's she saying?
God be with you, Jimmy.
Gracias.
Hurry, Jimmy.
Coming.
How is he, Jimmy?
I'm keeping him as still as I can.
Is he still hot?
Yeah, burning up. Dan?
Yeah?
Is he going to, you know, I mean, kids don't really,
die? Is that what you want to know?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, Jimmy, they die. We don't have the staff or equipment to save them.
Please don't die, Pablo. Please.
This isn't what you thought, is it?
What do you mean?
All this work. You thought missionaries just sat in little huts and entertained the tribes with trinkets and toys. Yes?
Yeah, I guess I did.
Uh-oh. Looks like trouble.
What's wrong?
Those lights up ahead. Looks like a roadblock. Gotta get closer. Oh, no.
What's wrong?
It's a regiment of soldiers.
Soldiers?
What are Dan and Jimmy gonna do? We'll find out when Adventures in Odyssey continues right after this. And now back to today's Adventure in Odyssey.
You mean like soldiers with guns?
Those are the ones. No sudden moves, Jimmy. Just stay calm.
Alto, alto.
Hola, Capitán. ¿Qué sucede?
Dígame usted, ¿qué es lo que sucede? ¿A dónde van?
Vamos a Rosita, al hospital que hay. En la parte de atrás del jeep, tengo un muchacho enfermo.
Yo veo a dos muchachos, y uno es un gringo. ¡Hello, gringo!
¡Au! let go of my hair.
You say you are going to the hospital. How do I know you are not spies for the rebels carrying weapons or money, eh?
Check the boy for yourself. He's very sick.
We will, while we take you off for questioning.
Questioning? He's sick. He could die in the time it takes you to question us. We're going.
Deténganles! No les dejen ir! ¡Párenles!
All right. I'm sorry. Lo siento. Es que el muchacho está muy enfermo. Por favor, déjenos ir.
Oh, yeah, if he's so sick, what's wrong with him?
We're trying to find out.
We think it's the bluebonnet plague.
What?
I was reading about it. Pablo's symptoms are just like the bluebonnet plague.
¿Qué está diciendo el gringo?
No sé. What are you talking about, Jimmy?
The bluebonnet plague. The symptoms are the same, sorta.
Oh, the bubonic plague.
La peste bubónica? You think the boy has the bubonic plague and you didn't tell us?
Well, I didn't say.
We don't know what he has. It could be the but it could be the black plague.
Nobody gets the plague anymore, do they?
I'm not a doctor. I wouldn't know for sure. Would you like to examine him yourself? I don't think it's too contagious.
Get out of here! Hurry! Usted debe ser un imbécil. Está tratando de que todos nos enfermemos. Váyanse de aquí ahora mismo.
I'm going.
You'll be all right, Pablo. We'll be there soon.
The bubonic plague? Jimmy, where do you get such crazy ideas?
History homework!
Really? They say history doesn't teach us anything anymore. They won't take him. He's a mosquito Indian. They don't allow them in. Says it's not their fault. Orders from the government. Said they're trying to get rid of the mosquitoes, not save them. Dios santo. Haz algo con esta gente. We have one other hope.
I hope so, Dan. He's breathing really funny.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, not hardly at all. I'm getting scared.
Hang in there, Pablo. Father, have mercy on this child. I've heard of a doctor. He's a Christian. 25 miles on in Siona.
25 miles?
What now? Come on. No, not that. Not now.
What is it? What's wrong? The battery?
Not this time.
We're out of gas. Is there a gas station?
No, worse. It's a carburetor. It's been rebuilt so many times. I knew this would happen sooner or later.
Call a tow truck. Get it to a garage. Pablo needs
I know. We don't have tow trucks or garages. I don't have money. What am I supposed to do, huh? Grow wings and fly.
But we have to help Pablo.
It's no use. The doctor is miles from here.
But we have to do something. Dan? Dan! We have to do something. Pablo will die. You said so yourself. He's gonna die if we don't get him help. We have to do something. He's gonna die. He's gonna die. We have to do something.
Jimmy?
Have to do something.
Son, wake up.
I have to do something.
Wake up.
Dad?
It's okay, son. It's okay. What happened?
I think it was a dream. I don't know. I have to do something. He needs my help.
What? Who needs your help, son?
Dan, the missionary. The missionaries need my help.
Oh.
I have to do something, Dad. Will you help me?
Of course, son. Of course.
It's weird, Dad. It's just weird. Decorated Christmas tree, presents all over the place. It's too early for a Christmas party.
Well, obviously, you're the only one who thinks so. Look at all the people.
A Christmas party for missionaries at this time of year? It's weird.
Yeah, so you've said. Look, why don't you go help your mother with the cookies, Donna?
Christmas tree cookies, I'll bet.
You better believe it.
It's weird.
Eggnog, sir?
Oh, hi, Whit. Yeah, thanks.
Oh, it's quite a party, huh?
Yeah, it sure is.
You know, this idea of Jimmy's was a stroke of brilliance, a Christmas party to collect money for the missionaries. Wonderful. What made him think of it?
Well, he said he remembered what happened to us last Christmas after all our gifts were stolen.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, you and everyone in Odyssey brought food and presents and, well, helped us in a time of need. Jimmy thought we should do the same for the missionaries. He's a funny kid. I can't keep up with how his attitude's changed. He didn't want to do this project.
Well, you'd never know it to look at him. I think he's raised more gifts this year than anyone before.
Ah, here he comes now with his Christmas bag.
All right, you guys. Everybody's put something in the bag except you. This is for the missionaries, you know.
Well, will you take my check?
I sure will. What about you, Mr. Barkley?
I think I left my wallet at home.
No excuses. Come on, they need your help.
All right, here you go. Satisfied?
Yeah, it'll do for now. But I'll be back around again.
Give me a minute, Jimmy, while I write a check, will you?
I'll be back. I want to get this guy who just came in. Excuse me, sir, but this Christmas party is for... It's you!
Hello, young friend. Is this the Mission Fellowship?
Yeah, but you're Dana Citro. How did you...
What is this, a Christmas party? What a clever idea.
Yeah, but you're here.
Yes, I am. Did I come at the wrong time?
Well, here's my check, Jimmy. Oh, hello, Dan. I'm glad you can make it.
Hello, Mr. Whitaker.
Jimmy, what's wrong? You look a little pale.
This is Dan Isidro.
Oh, you know him. Well, very good. He's here to speak for our missions conference. Dan, this is Jimmy Barkley. He's the young man I told you about. This Christmas party was his idea.
Oh, well, Jimmy, on behalf of the many missionaries you're helping, I want to thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Come over this way, Dan. There are a few other people I'd like to have you meet.
Of course, Mr. Whitaker. Oh, and Jimmy?
Yeah?
Thanks from me, too. Muchas gracias.
De nada, Dan. You're welcome.
The Apostle Paul says in chapter 10 of his letter to the Romans, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on a Lord they don't believe in? And how can they believe in the Lord if they haven't heard about him? And how can they hear unless someone preaches to them? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news of God. So you see, the men and women who serve as missionaries are doing a very special work for God, spreading his love and truth all over the world, just like Dan Isidro in the jungles of Central America. Next time missionaries come to your church, make sure to pay close attention to what they say. Pray for them and find out how you can help them in their work. Only if we help them can they go into the cities, countries, deserts, and jungles to tell people about Jesus Christ. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, inviting you to join us next time for Adventures in Odyssey.